Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
KD masterpiece, 49 points, triple-double, 48 minutes in a pivotal game five. The Nets get the win. They take a 3-2 series lead, and now basically it's just, you know, if you're the Bucks, how do you respond? They have a game six coming up. They have to respond just to force a game seven, as we told you earlier in the show. Historically, in the NBA, the game five winner of a best of seven, when it's tied at two, 82% of the time you go on to win the series.
I rest James Harden game six. I don't play him. I rest him game six. I let KD go, let KD continue to cook, and then, you know, obviously I let the chips fall where they must game seven.
I wouldn't touch it. He's playing.
Who's playing?
James Harden.
He just came out playing 46 minutes.
If you give him Thursday, then would game seven be Saturday?
No, but I can't. I'm not.
Buy me a little time.
I want to get it out the way because anything could happen in game seven. I'm not.
But at least it's in your building.
It's in your building, your home court.
No,
I'm not stressing James Harden out 46 minutes in his first game.
Yeah, but he good, though. He going to tell me he good, and I'm going to believe him like he did.
Well, maybe that's what you do. Would you leave it up to the player?
Yes.
James Harden told him he was good the last game, and they told him he couldn't play.
That's right.
So I trust in the medical staff and say, what's the ample amount of time that we need to give that hamstring rest so he can come back if we need him to play 46 minutes again in game seven? He can do that.
Well, yeah, but then what if I don't get to a game? What if game seven comes and we rested him thinking it was okay, and it ain't okay in game seven, and now KD out there as a long ranger, we could have knocked this thing out and got out of the way in game six?
What if he gets hurt in game six? It's the same thing. I mean, it goes either way.
Now I'm planning,
It depends on how he feels and what the medical staff says.
Yeah, that's true, but I'm planning.
But it's just something that if you're Steve Nash or if you're the medical team for the Nets or Sean Marks, you have to realistically think about. He came off playing 46 minutes in his first game back after missing a week and a half, 2 weeks.
And well, he wasn't.
Why would
you saw
give,
he wasn't,
and he wasn't himself.
Well.
Yeah, that's
he
fine. Wasn't but, why, well. But why give the Bucks momentum even though we coming back into my building? Why would I give them that momentum? I'm not looking to give them any damn hope right now. None. Zero. Foot on the throat.
I wonder, we've said this after they were down 0-2, right? And that game three wasn't exactly a response. It really wasn't, right? Even though they won it, I didn't feel like the Bucks sent a message in game three.
You didn't see those fans?
But the fans were excited. Yeah, they were excited. But, you know, when you ask again, or we're asking them again, well, how do you respond to this? Because if you're the Bucks, I mean, how demoralizing? You're up, was it 18 or 17?
17.
17, right? Like, you have the game in control late in the third quarter. You give it away. Give it away by not even giving your best defensively, right? You give it away by, yes, a masterpiece performance by a great player, but you have a great player, too, on your team, and he's not there. I just am curious, and I'll never admit it publicly, but you guys are the guys that have been in the locker rooms anyway. You know the mentality. I wonder how fragile the mentality of that Bucks team is right now, knowing that that core has been through that history of not breaking through. And once again, it happens.
See, if I was in the locker room and I was on the team and Giannis was my MVP and Giannis was defensive player, reigning defensive player, if I'm like Drew Holiday or somebody like, you know, one
PJ
of the Middleton or something, PJ Tucker, I'm going to be like, yo, dude.
You have a conversation?
Man. Yeah, for sure, 100%. I ain't got no problem with that. I've had conversations with people. I had conversations with Aaron Glenn when he was with me with the Jets. AG, man, you got to take him out. You got to guard that dude. I had those conversations with guys on our team, you know, because you got to have those conversations. It just may be uncomfortable, but you got to let people know they got something that we got to slow down, and you're the only person that can do it. So you got to step up.
You're the guy built for it.
Yeah.
If we were all in a locker room and we had a guy that was reigning defensive player of the year and this game just happened and Coach Bud were to say to P.J. Tucker, hey, all right, P.J., you're guarding KD again in game six. And if Giannis doesn't say, no, I'm guarding KD in game six, how would you guys view Giannis?
See, if P.J. said I'm guarding –
I'm just saying if we're all on the same team.
But if P.J. said I'm guarding –
I'm saying, good. I'm glad you finally stepped up.
I'm cool with
that. If Giannis didn't say anything.
Or if he didn't say anything.
Yeah, I'm cool with P.J. guarding him. I'm fine with that. But Giannis needs to but offer his services up at
answer
some
my question.
Point.
Answer my question, okay? If we're in the locker room,
I understand.
And coach says to PJ,
yes.
You're guarding KD in game six,
yes.
And Giannis doesn't say anything. If you were Giannis's teammate, how would you look at Giannis?
I would probably be like, you know that word that we use.
I think a lot of people be like, man, I'm off this, man.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm off this.
That's why I asked.
Like, why?
What's the mentality of this team? Is this locker room a bit fragile? Because not just the Giannis factor, but also the fact that they have been through this. They have been this team that just
happened last year with Jimmy Butler.
Doesn't have its moment.
With Jimmy Butler, people wanted Giannis to guard Jimmy Butler. And Giannis at the postgame presser key said, well, Coach Bud put me on this guy. I wish we could find the sound. I mean, we should do that definitely tomorrow. The sound is incredible because he literally says, well, you know, Coach told me this is the guy I'm supposed to guard. What do you want me to do?
But somebody should.
Giannis, we need you on Landry Shamet.
Somebody should offer Giannis up, though. Somebody on the team.
Somebody needs to put him on.
Yeah, somebody has to offer him up. Like, you're going to do that.
Like,
you know,
Coach. No, Coach.
Yeah, let Giannis do it. You got to offer him up. If he's not going to offer himself up, somebody's got to offer him up.
No, the excuse is always, well, you don't want to get him in foul trouble. We need him on the floor. Like, I don't want to hear any of that. It's an elimination game. All bets are off.
Maybe you don't go wire to wire. Maybe you don't go wire to wire. There's a mix and a match.
But it's not like Giannis is guarding him one-on-one. Throw double teams at him. Shade people his way every time he catches the ball. Make him see two or three of you. It's not like we're saying, hey, you got to stay home on James and Kyrie. Like, James is barely out there. Kyrie's not even on the court.
It's
like,
incredible.
Go ahead, Blake. Shoot 23s, Blake. Go ahead, drive, Blake. You beat us.
Right, or Jeff Green, do it again.
Do it again.
Right?
Like, do it two more times.
7 of 8 from downtown, do it again. Like, that's what you have. Game six, it's got to be everything all in. Now, we talked about, should James Harden play in game six after going 46 minutes in game five, and you could just tell he's still compromised. The guys are saying yes. Jay in Queens, how you feel?
I didn't say yes.
How you guys?
What's up?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah, here's my thing. You have to have James out there for that threat. You have to have that threat. Otherwise, they're going to double-team KD. And here's my other question. Why aren't they playing DeAndre Jordan? Why aren't they playing him to cut down the numbers on their center?
DeAndre Jordan thing is interesting because he's completely become persona non grata.
Like, I forgot he was on.
He's
even
on the
team.
Bench, but he hasn't been in the rotation in quite a while. Actually, since the trades, right when Blake came and LaMarcus,
I forgot he was
playing.
Even on the team.
Yeah,
like really though.
Yeah, yeah. He just hasn't been a factor. Could he be a difference maker at some point? I don't know if it's in this series because you know Brook Lopez is not really a post up guy and he does you know take you outside the paint, but you know. That is certainly the question.
I don't know why. He's a great rim protector. I know that they love Nick Claxton, the way he plays.
Yeah, a lot of energy.
A lot of energy.
And versatility defensively.
Yes.
All right, we have now some breaking news, by the way. And this is big news in the NBA. So Chris Paul has entered the NBA's health and safety protocol and is out indefinitely. It's jeopardizing his availability for the Western Conference Finals. Remember, the Suns just swept the Nuggets. They're waiting to see who they play out of the Jazz and Clippers. So this is a source confirming this now to ESPN. The Athletic has first reported this, that Paul will be sidelined indefinitely after, as a result of entering the protocol. The league's rules for coronavirus-related isolation periods have evolved throughout the season in correlation with increasing vaccine numbers. So if Paul is already vaccinated against COVID-19, which we don't know yet, he could be facing a shorter absence from the Suns. This is a story to keep an eye on. Now, the Western Conference Finals are scheduled to start next week.
Or earliest it could start is on Sunday.
It's on Sunday. Now, we have more news. Brian Windhorst now reporting this. He and Ramona Shelburne. Kawhi Leonard expected to miss game 5 tonight. Oh. Remember the knee injury?
Yeah, at the end of the game.
Remember he said he's okay?
Yeah.
Not okay.
Yeah.
He bumped knees with Joe Ingles in game 4. So his status, by the way, Jay, for the rest of the series is in doubt, according to Wendy and Ramona Shelburne. So two huge pieces of news here on the NBA front, as incredibly this playoffs has been more about who's not available then who is available?
Literally the post-game presser, the last question they asked Kawhi was about you bump knees. How do you feel? And he said, everything will be fine. I'll be just good.
Remember, he left the game.
Yeah.
At that moment, remember, he saw him take the bump, then he kind of hobbled walking off, and he didn't have to play the rest of the game. They were pretty much in control. But then afterwards, you're right, just completely dismissed it. I'm fine.
Wow.
I'm fine. I'll be fine.
So potentially no Kawhi.
Game five in doubt.
Doubtful.
In doubt for the rest of the series.
Still waiting on Mike Conley.
Mike Conley has been out with the hamstring. He has not been available.
CP3 now in COVID protocol.
Chris Paul, we don't know that. That just came down just now.
Kyrie Irving, James Harden.
Yeah, Kyrie Irving's injury that we don't know. Again, the extent of that injury right now.
Joel Embiid.
The knee.
Playing
through a partially torn meniscus.
DeAndre Hunter out for Atlanta.
Yeah, they lose him a 3-and-D.
I mean,
for
the only team that's healthy is the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah, and how's that working out?
Fully healthy team?
And how's that working out?
Paul George.
Have a KD like.
Have a KD, not necessarily like, but inspiration kind of lead the charge. Can Paul George do that?
That's a great topic. I mean, he has been putting up numbers the last three games. That's two games.
Two 30-point games, but can we also flip it and say the Utah Jazz, one of the best defenses in the league, would they allow that? Like the Bucks allowed KD, would the Jazz?
But the Bucks were one
defense,
of the best defenses in the league too, and they allowed KD to do that.
I would say this: Quinn Snyder is a top three coach in the league. I don't think Coach Bud is.
Like if you know Kawhi is not in the game, you are absolutely just eliminating Paul George, and you know, you should win that game.
Reggie Jackson, Morris, Zubac, you guys. Good luck.
Zubac.
Good luck. But we're taking PG out. PG's going to see two or three people every time.
Wow.
Or at least two.
Let's just
reset. But what happens if he has a KD night?
I mean,
what does that do
for him?
For him.
I would love that for PG. To be honest with you, from what he did last year, seeing him come out of his shell.
A lot of legacy stuff.
Lot of legacy opportunities for
legacy.
Players.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Okay, wow. Keyshawn J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Let's go to Jackie McMullen, our ESPN senior writer, joins us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. Jackie, it's a lot to – first of all, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Second of all, all this stuff just happening in the last couple of minutes just to reset again. Chris Paul now, health and safety protocols, according to sources. Who knows how long that means for him to be out. Western Conference Finals begins as early as I believe this weekend, maybe Sunday. Kawhi Leonard, according to Wendy and Ramona Shelburne, not going to play tonight because of that knee injury that he suffered late in Game 4, and also his status uncertain for the rest there. We know Kyrie Irving out right now with the Nets. James Harden played on one leg yesterday for the Nets as well. Embiid has the partial tear in the meniscus. He's playing through, couldn't make a layup late because he said he had no lift. Jackie, this is almost like who's healthy? Let's go with that. And maybe the last man standing wins
Trae
the championship.
Young in the shoulder, which didn't get a lot of play because they won, and he kind of plowed through it. Listen, you know, the NBA's been rolling out their data all year long, telling us, hey, nothing to see here. This is no different than any other season. I mean, are they still going to say that? This is catastrophic as far as I'm concerned. I really use that word. The one thing you want is the integrity of your playoffs to be intact. And starting with the Lakers, that hasn't been true. And now you're telling me Chris Paul, the feel-good story of the year, may miss. I mean, it's not good. And I do go back to them starting sooner. The quick turnaround. But not only that, guys, the fact that they, at one hand, told the players, look, we're looking at a January return, and then all of a sudden, because of pressure from their TV partners, you speed that up 4 or 5 weeks. I think it changed the trajectory of this entire season. You know, Kemba Walker had that plasma treatment for his knee because he thought the season was going to start in January. You know, a Celtics person told me, you guys never would have even known about it had they started the season when we expected it. So this is bad news, man.
And Jackie, I even take my last statement back because I said that the Bucks are healthy. They're not healthy. Dante DiVincenzo was out.
He's important to them.
Exactly. Yeah. So Jackie, if you're the league, I mean, they're even talking about starting next season, the regular start date in October again.
I know.
The season won't end until July. Well, it's back-to-back seasons now.
Right. And I will say this. We have to make this point, Jay, right? That the players Players Association had a say in this.
Yeah.
It was about revenue. So I'm not going to lay it all at the feet of the league, because the players, if they wanted to, could have put the foot down and said, we don't care about the revenue from those Christmas Day games that we're going to split and we're going to enjoy. We care about our health and our safety. And, you know, it's we have had data for years now about rest and fatigue and how it affects your body. And we all know that. But these guys, you guys all know it. You guys are all ex-athletes. You were told, you were brought up, you play hurt. I mean, heck, I even did it. I'm 61 years old, and I was playing basketball at a place no one cares about. Even I was doing that, and now I have a finger that I can't bend more than halfway. That's just the mentality of sports, tough it up. And you know, I think everybody's paying the price today for that.
Jackie, speaking of toughing up, I really wish I were sitting next to you watching the Bucks game last night versus the Nets, because I know your personality. What were your, other than obviously Kevin Durant was terrific, what were your takeaways? What were your takeaways on the Bucks though?
I was just like, it's just so, you want them, and I'm such a huge fan of Jrue Holiday, and I thought he was going to bring the mental tenacity and the toughness that the Bucks needed to get them over moments like this. And you watch them collapse, and you just say, and some of it's so basic, like they're running high screen and roll for Kevin Durant. Do something about it. You know, Jeff Green, okay, I get you don't game plan for Jeff Green. I get that, okay? But when he hits five threes in a row, does someone want to, like, make it uncomfortable for him a little bit? And then I love Giannis, but, and everybody's keen in on this because they should. James Harden was out there as, I thought, Kenny Smith used a good word, a distraction, maybe a decoy. He clearly wasn't 100%. And the one thing that was very clear was he couldn't sustain a defensive stance. We saw only defense all night from him. So if you're Giannis and the game is on the line and James Harden is guarding you and waving away help, how are you not turning, dribbling, and dunking it on his head?
Mm. Mm. Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you.
Every time. Like calling for it. Get out of the way. Give me that guy. Like that.
Right.
Like that's
it.
We expect that out of people that have multiple trophies on their shelf, right? Like we expect that kind of alpha mentality. I think, are we learning? And I'm sorry, Keith, for interrupting, but I thought of it. Like, are we learning, Jackie, that maybe Giannis doesn't have that element and all the other talents and skill set he has? Is that the one thing he doesn't have?
Well, I would say this. I'm not sure he has it at this moment, but you know what? He's a young basketball player, and I don't mean in age. I mean he hasn't been playing basketball very long. And every once in a while, when the game gets tight, I see that inexperience, and I bet you guys do too. Someone who's been playing their whole lives, since they were 10 years old at Rucker Park, they want the ball, they're going after it. But guys like Giannis, who have, I mean, I don't know how many years he's been playing basketball, but it isn't a long time. So I'm not ready to proclaim him that, because I think he's a warrior. I do believe he's a competitive guy. He works at the game. He had moments in that game where he was dominant, absolutely dominant. And you kind of sat back and said, wow, okay, here we go. Here's the Giannis that was the back-to-back MVP. So I'm not ready. I'm just not ready to check out on Giannis. I guess I'm just not ready to do that. And by the way, as crazy as it sounds, this series isn't over. It just isn't. I know it seems that way, but I've been through so many of these games during the course of my career, covering these games, where you're like, oh, well, this series is over. And it isn't. They go home. They tie this up. Who knows?
Jackie, the one guy that did want it last night was Kevin Durant. We obviously know what he did on the floor, but you had a chance to have a front row seat at the 49-17-10. How great was his performance?
Oh, I think it's one of the most incredible performances of all time. And I know that sounds like hyperbole, but based on everything that was on the line, the fact that this Brooklyn team has been through, and the 48 minutes, that really was something else. And remember, too, Kevin Durant was injured, and he probably shouldn't be playing 40 minutes, never mind 48 minutes. And the way he took over that game, and, you know, we forget about him sometimes because he was hurt so much this year. He missed half their team's games. But he's easily the most versatile offensive player in the game right now. I think he made that pretty clear. Because he can kill you from the outside. He can drive and dish. He can drive and slam on you. He can shoot the mid-range. He's the most versatile offensive player in the game right now. And you saw all of it last night, including clutch free throws. And, you know, again, I ask, double him. Make it uncomfortable for him. And I know that's hard. I know that's hard. But the other thing is, Jeff Green just played, I looked it up, 35 minutes last night. I think that's every minute for his age, just about. So you wonder what he's going to have going forward. I mean, that, give the Nets a ton of credit, and give Steve Nash a ton of credit too, man. This was a really gutty win for the Nets.
Jackie McMullen, ESPN NBA senior writer, and my head coach right now for this question that I want to pose to you. If you were the head coach of the Brooklyn Nets, Jay Will and myself have different opinions on this. Jay feels James Harden should sit out game six. I feel he should play. What's your feeling, coach?
Well, I would play him, but if I'm the Bucks, I'm exploiting him. And if that starts to happen, then maybe I say, okay, James, you have already helped us tremendously, and I'll sit you down. But I do understand Jay Will's point, because hamstrings are so tricky, and I'm not sure he should have been out there. But just by being out there, you had to worry about him, even with the 1-for-10 shooting, even with the tentativeness. He drove that play, that bounce, that bank shot when he drove to the basket. If you laid off him too much, he's like, okay, here I come. So, I mean, he deserves a huge assist as well. And it's funny, I was out in Milwaukee with the team. I'm doing a story on Steve Nash, actually. And I was so enlightened by what an incredible leader James Harden has been for this Nets team. Just unbelievable. He's the guy that pats people on the back. He's also the guy that gets in everyone's faces, and that includes KD and Kyrie. This guy wants it so badly. Kyrie and KD, they got theirs. This guy wants it in the worst way. Good luck trying to tell him he can't play.
Yeah, that's exactly the point too, right, is how bad these guys want it. Playing through injury is something I think we've always talked about in all sports when it comes to playoffs. But you wanted to throw
some. I said, right. Jackie, who do you have winning the series? I know, Jackie.
Can't trust the Bucks.
No, it feels like the Nets, doesn't it? It feels like the Nets. But like I said, I've seen before teams come back from this. You know, Giannis again, I think there's stuff inside there that we haven't seen yet that I do believe he has. But I was just so impressed by everybody on the Nets just about last night. I mean, and sooner or later, Joe Harris is going to have a game, right? Sooner or later,
you gotta start making shots.
The leading three-point shooter in the league this season. He's going to get off in one of these games.
It's amazing.
So I guess I'm taking the Nets now.
Okay. And with that in mind, too, they've always been the favorite, right, throughout this whole thing. They've consistently been – they're the favorite to win the championship.
Right.
But it feels like it's almost like, well, who's the last team standing at this point? Who has enough players left to finish
Jackie
this tournament?
Jackie talked herself into that one.
And you think about this. I've been just putting this list down while we were talking to you, Jackie, and I'm going through it. So the players right now that we know of – again, today the latest news is Chris Paul now in health and safety protocol. You have Kawhi Leonard won't play tonight in Game 5. Unsure about the rest of the series because of a knee issue. We know Kyrie Irving out for the Nets. James Harden playing with a hamstring issue. Joel Embiid playing with a knee issue. Mike Conley out with a hamstring. Trey Young playing with a shoulder issue. DeAndre Hunter lost because of a knee issue. Very important player for the Hawks. How about Jaylen Brown out? How about Anthony Davis? You lost him. Luka Doncic playing with a neck issue. It really does feel like this playoffs has been who's the last team that's going to survive this thing? That's
right.
Really where
and
we're
we
at.
Thought it was going to be the Suns, didn't we? You know, just a note on Mike Conley. They are lost without Mike Conley, aren't they? They, you know, he runs that pick and roll for them. He gets those shooters open. He gets them running in transition. They have missed him desperately. I don't think enough has been said about that. The Jazz are really hurting without Mike Conley, and I don't know what his status is. Again, it's a hamstring, soft tissue injury.
Right. Yeah, those are tough ones, especially, you know,
not a good
guards.
Look for the NBA right now.
No, it's rough. It certainly is. But, Jackie, great look for you. Thank you so much for joining us here on the show. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jackie.
All right, guys. Take care.
Jackie McMullen on the Goodyear Hotline. So, coming up, much more on this Kawhi Leonard situation. Again, out for Game 5 tonight. And maybe, who knows, the rest of the series. We'll get more details on that next. KJZ, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app.
Hey, it's Greening, and the Nets do it. Playing at home, they hold home court advantage despite all the obstacles. Brooklyn with a win in Game 5. Are they now in the driver's seat to get back to the finals? We'll talk about it. Greening, starting 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Kevin's got to come up and get the ball if he wants it.
He does. He comes all the way to Harden, steps to the three-point line, shoots for three, and drilled it! 109-105.
Clock on his back, one dribble, and a bang to three.
Sean Kelly, PJ Carlissimo with the call on ESPN Radio last night as Kevin Durant and the Nets take a 3-2 lead in their series in Game 5 over the Bucks with a 114-108 win. Durant played all 48 minutes, scored 49 points with a triple-double. His 49 most by a player who played an entire playoff game since John Havlicek did it in 1973. We move on to more breaking news from the NBA. Kawhi Leonard, who had a knee injury in Game 4, might miss the remainder of his series for the Clippers with the Jazz. He's expected to miss tonight's Game 5 with a right knee injury. Could be out the remainder of the series. That's according to sources to ESPN. Leonard tweaked the knee on a drive late in the game in Game 4 in their win over the Jazz. He was not on the Clippers injury report, though, on Tuesday. Meanwhile, more breaking news. Chris Paul has entered protocol. He is out indefinitely. The Suns' star point guard entered the NBA's health and safety protocol, jeopardizing his availability for the Western Conference Finals. That's a source confirming to ESPN. The league rules for coronavirus-related isolation periods have evolved through the season in correlation with increasing vaccine numbers. So if Paul is already vaccinated against COVID-19, he could be facing shorter absence from the Suns. SportsCenter brought to you by Goodyear. Goodyear knows from here on out, every game is a chance to create momentum, to make the right pass, the right move, to hit the perfect shot. It takes momentum to get through the playoffs. It takes everything to capture a title. Goodyear, more driven.
Did he call me fat?
Sounded like it.
Okay. That's all right.
You should be able to still fit in that suit you got in 1996, though.
1996, yeah, right.
Well, I mean, the look then was a little baggier anyway.
I thought you were going to actually go back at him, but you kind of like laughed it off like it wasn't.
Because I don't even pay coach attention.
Yeah. I could tell. Because I was like, oh, no, Key didn't catch that. Because if Key had caught that.
No, I caught it. I caught it and dunked it. A real good lob. But I wasn't going to hit him. See, that's too fresh, man.
Come on. Look at that.
I look like
there's a lot of room,
I look
though.
Like Kevin Durant.
You look like the arms on that,
you actually
though.
Can see my joints room. In my hands. I was so damn skinny.
Were you wearing shoulder pads? Oh, no, you weren't wearing your shoulder pads.
That's the suit, man.
Shoulder pads and those suits.
Hating.
That was the look. It was the broad shoulder thing? Look.
That didn't even sound right. Y'all be hating.
No, that sound right. Y'all be hating.
Yeah, it just didn't sound.
You didn't like the way that came out?
It didn't sound like USC.
We could dump that.
It didn't sound like...
They USC. Told me they dumped it. No one else heard it.
If it was, yeah, it was.
How would it sound if it was USC?
University of South Central for sure.
Yeah.
But it wasn't USC. You say, how would it have sound? Let me see. You guys certainly don't like my outfit.
You don't like my tonality.
You don't like my tonality of, or my position of how I approach Mr. Tagliabue.
Thought you approached him quite well.
Thank you, sir.
Keys on Jay Will Zubin, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. It's time for some Straight Talk. Cutting your wireless bill in half feels good. Home run in the ninth, good. Straight Talk offers 25 gigs of high-speed data for $45 a month, up to 50% less than the other guys on America's Best Network. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Love to have more fun here, but we do have, like, these are two huge stories that just broke in the last half hour for the NBA. Two star players, Kawhi Leonard, now out for tonight's game because of that knee injury that he suffered in that game four, where he, after the game, right after the game, he's like, I'm fine. Like, played it off.
Because he probably felt like it was only a bruise or something.
And,
right?
Yeah, maybe. But according to Brian Windhorst, who we're trying to get on here in a little bit, and Ramona Shelburne, the source is telling them that he's uncertain for the rest of the series. This is a game five tonight. This is a pivotal game five and a 2-2. As we told you, 80% of the time, game five winner wins the series.
I mean, he leads the NBA in the playoffs as it relates to 30-point games. I mean, he's been an absolute savage this entire playoffs.
Really turned it on in game four also. Like, really turned it on. As we're showing again on ESPN News when he bumps into Joe Ingles. Just a little bump, but you can see right away a lot of discomfort for him there. Did not return to the game, and now again, status not tonight out on rest of the series, uncertain. Now, he's had his injuries throughout his career, as we know. That's why he spends a lot of time with load management.
But this isn't a load management. This
no,
is
this no, no, this no, is no, 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 no. I'm saying, but because he's tried to manage his body because of the injuries he's had. I mean, obviously that quad tendon injury that led to a lot of issues. Now he's got a left knee issue.
I think this is a huge opportunity for Paul George. And Keyshawn said it before that, look, you can't control everything around you, but what you can control is the way that PG has played the last two games.
Yes.
Two back-to-back 30-point performances. He's really stepped up. So now, look, when you – it just happened to Kevin Durant. No James Harden. Obviously, he was on the court, but still wasn't the best version of himself. No, yes. Kyrie. Now without Kawhi, you're going to need Reggie Jackson, Markieff Morris, guys like that to step up, no doubt about it. But that falls on the shoulders of Paul George, and it's time.
Kevin Durant, we said yesterday, you want to be one of the greats. This is a performance that you need to have, and he had it, right? Like, it's you've got to have the type of performance that puts you in the realm of the greats.
Quiet some of the noise.
That's a great way to put it. I don't know if I would put – I don't have the same expectations for Paul George that I would for Kevin Durant.
But I do on the quiet the noise, right. Whether it was last year's situation in the bubble – or whether it's his streaky play this season, it kind of quiets the noise. Even as far back as when he was in Indy and people would poke fun at he couldn't make the last shot of a game-winning situation.
Right.
This is an opportunity now to elevate not only yourself but your team in game five, not having your running mate opposite of you. This is why – you pay guys the type of money that you pay. So when these moments come, they got to kick it up a notch.
See, I got into a lot of debates. Jay Rose and I have these debates on NBA Countdown about how many superstars are there actually in the league. Superstars. There are a lot of stars.
Yeah.
But so Kevin Durant, superstar.
Yes.
Would you say Paul George is a superstar? I think Paul George is kind of like on that teeter, like star, superstar. You kind of wonder sometimes.
What does Santa Mom say? Force multiplier?
Yeah, so I think this is a chance for Paul George to potentially have a superstar moment.
It's that other show.
Yeah,
so for Paul George to have a superstar moment to kind of start having us talk about Paul George being in that upper echelon if he can come through on it.
Well, he's the leader of the pack for tonight.
Yes.
Where in Indy, he was the leader for the Pacers, but it never really it went as far as he could take it. Now he has to do that again by himself tonight because at OKC he was paired with Westbrook. It didn't work out the way they thought it was going to work out. And now he has an opportunity to not only elevate his game. He's hitting, he had 31 last game. Now you got to get 41.
And he's got to guard Donovan Mitchell.
And Donovan Mitchell, he has to guard Donovan Mitchell.
You got to do both. I mean, Kawhi guarded him.
And everybody's expecting that now, I can guarantee you.
Tonight's game, so you have two tonight, and we haven't really talked much about this because talking about another injury, Joel Embiid, and how he looked 0-for-12 second half. of game four. Right, keep that in mind too. He's dealing with a partially torn meniscus, playing through that with his knee. And that second half, he blamed it on the fact that he had no lift, couldn't get that finish on that late layup that would have helped them win the game. And so how does he look in this game? How does he feel in this game? That's your first game at 7:30, the Hawks and the Sixers.
You only mentioned Joel. The other team has a guy that's kind of nicked up too, and Trae Young.
And Trae Young, yeah.
Shoulder injury.
And losing DeAndre Hunter is a big loss too. Clippers, Utah, by the way, Clippers, Jazz. So two game fives tonight. The other one is a 10 o'clock start as well. So a lot certainly to keep an eye on. Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. We'll get much more into tonight's two games coming up next. KJZ, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app.
Hey, it's Greening, and the Nets do it. Playing at home, they hold home court advantage despite all the obstacles. Brooklyn with a win in Game 5. Are they now in the driver's seat to get back to the finals? We'll talk about it. Greening, starting 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Buckets.
It's set up for you.
No way it's going in. No way. I bet $5.
Key for three. Oh, so close.
Bet it back?
Come on.
Right $5, right you bet it back?
We have a Nerf hoop set up here in the studio, and it's...
Oh!
That was worse than the first one.
Camera on it and everything. Yeah, you should have stopped at that. The one miss that looked good.
You just set the pick and be quiet.
That's all I do.
So he's got to hold the follow through, Key. Just regardless of whether it goes in or not.
Right, winning
in
your mind. Actual wrists, and we go from there. So tonight, again, we got two game fives for you. And in one of them, what we've learned is Kawhi Leonard will not be available for his team, the Clippers, tonight against the Jazz. The other game, of course, the Sixers and the Hawks. And Joel Embiid also having injuries. And that's what this has become, a last man standing kind of situation, right? Like it might not be the best team left. It's the most healthiest.
Right when the Clippers, and I thought they was going.
You
to win.
Literally said it earlier.
It was like, no, it was 40 minutes ago. I said, you know, Key, where am I going? He's like, man, you going to L.A. You're going to go to Phoenix
right,
or L.A.
Right when Clippers I blessed them. Right when I signed off on it and blessed them.
Or did
them.
You Reaper them?
No, I ain't got Jinxie in me.
No?
No.
Not at all.
Hell no.
Can I tell you, and I don't know, we don't know all the details on it. I really hope CP3 is able to play, man. I mean, just the way injuries have happened to him in the playoffs, it feels like it's always something. Even when they're up 3-1 with the Rockets, the hamstring issue, I just want him to actually have a legitimate chance at being that guy that could take his team to the next level.
All right, well, let's bring in Brian Windhorst to was part of the reporting of a lot of stuff that just happened here in the last half hour Wendy and Ramona Shelburne reporting about Kawhi Leonard's injuries. Let's start there. Wendy, thanks for joining us. Joins us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. Kawhi said after the game that his knee was fine, but we all saw him hobble off the court after that happened. It feels like it's not a big surprise, but for the Clippers, it's got to be a big shock to not have him for Game 5 tonight.
So many injuries, guys. It's really upsetting. And the Clippers yet again looked like they were getting some traction. And this is a devastating blow. It's going to – I don't know if it'll completely derail their chances, but how can I look at you with a straight face and tell you that it's not? It's my understanding that while this is not a serious knee injury, it is a type of injury that is going to keep him out for this series in all likelihood and potentially would keep him out for the rest of the playoffs, depending on how it recovers. It's so disappointing because obviously the Clippers last year, you know, were healthy at the end, but were off kilter because of their season. This year they really focused on trying to hit their stride, and it's been choppy. But here they are, with the ability to do it. And Kawhi and Paul George are playing well, and they're going to lose him, guys. And, you know, look, he it's so difficult. I mean, Kawhi can speak to this right to you. Like, there have been years when he has been healthy, and at the end of it, he's holding the finals trophy. And then there are other years when he gets hurt, and it's not. Not only the year that he, you know, missed with the quad injury, but they might have upset the Warriors that year had he not stepped on Zaza Pachulia's ankle. And, you know, this is going to be a year, it looks like, where he's going to be out for the playoffs when it matters. And it's just so disappointing, but this is the game now. And I don't have the answer. All I can do is report to you guys what happened.
Brian, it was just at the end of the game where I forget who the reporter was, but I asked him, you know, saw you bump knees, how you feeling? He's like, it's not going to be a thing. I'll be just fine. I mean, when did the timing of all this happen when they found out that this isn't going to be able to go down for him?
Well, Jay, did you always tell the truth about injuries?
Yeah, very true. Very true.
It's hard to see when there's concern on Kawhi Leonard's face because he has the same look at all times. But, he grimaced pretty bad on that. And I was kind of surprised they didn't come over and, like, treat him. He was just sort of sitting on the bench without getting treatment. And maybe he told them, stay away from me. I don't want to give anything away. But he obviously had to have been feeling that something happened. I mean, he really yelped. They put out an injury report yesterday saying that he wasn't injured. But last night he told his teammates, I don't know if it was on a text or a Zoom call or whatever. Last night he told them, he's like, listen, I'm going to be out for a bit. And, you know, that's how the word started to get out overnight, basically, that he had told his teammates. So, they obviously are going to have a little bit of time to prepare, but they can't manufacture another Kyrie Irving before tonight. And, you know, complicating matters potentially is Mike Conley, who's been out for this series, was upgraded to questionable. I don't know if he is going to be able to go tonight, but he is getting closer coming back, whereas the Clippers are losing their best player.
The CP3 news comes out also just before this happens. So Chris Paul also now being in health and safety protocols. I know you weren't working directly on this story, but you are, you know, pretty well plugged in. I guess the question is whether or not he had the vaccine, which could change how much time he would have to spend in the protocol. What do you know about that and the fact that they are waiting until Sunday or at least the earliest Sunday to play in the Western Conference Finals? There's a lot that can happen between now and then, right?
Well, I don't know whether he was exposed to COVID or tested positive. Obviously, the rules are different for that, depending on whether you're vaccinated. I don't know whether he was vaccinated. Guys, if he's not vaccinated, it'd be pretty surprising to me because he was like leading all of the calls and leading all of the plotting and planning for rolling out the vaccine to players as the head of the players union. So I would be surprised, but I don't know the answer. If he has COVID and he's not vaccinated, what are his symptoms? Does he have an asymptomatic case, a mild case, or, you know, we have seen guys suffer, you know, Jason Tatum, for example, suffered for months with it. So, there's a lot of variables that maybe he doesn't even know now. I mean, if you're looking at a positive, it comes when they have a week off, and we have seen many players who are either exposed or even have the virus sort of bounce back very quickly. And so these are all questions we don't have the answer to, but are going to be huge in the coming days here. And the other issue is, look at how this is opening for the Suns. You know, guys are dropping left and right. We literally just have news that one of their biggest rivals in the West left is just lost their best player. I mean, you know, they get the Nuggets, who are all banged up. You know, the Lakers, they're behind in that series. Guys, they may lose that series if Anthony Davis doesn't tweak his groin. And, you know, Chris Paul had his near miss. It hit on his shoulder. He hit on his shoulder. It could have been a disaster. He dodged the bullet and is able to get healthy, and now he's playing his best basketball. Like, this could be his moment. And so, look, we can't control this virus. We know that. But I really hope that this doesn't ruin his moment.
I'm telling you, the laundry list now of injuries of the star players so far in this playoffs is going to be a big story, or already is a big story in the playoffs. Brian, we thank you so much for the time and the insight.
Guys, brace for more news.
Oh, really? Oh, wait a minute. Brian Windhorst just said, brace for more news. More news.
What else could
possibly come?
Don't say that.
In these playoffs,
don't say
two
that.
Game
don't
fives.
Say what else more could possibly. Well, that's such
me.
A jinx
don't
statement.
Don't blame me. That's he a said, brace for more news.
I need a ride home.
Okay. Well, the bridge looks like the traffic is good. Greeny's coming up next. Right, by the way, Key and I on First Take tomorrow, and Magic Johnson with us on Monday. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.